Phoneboy Speaks, episode 60. People pay for stuff. In a move that surprised nobody that was actually paying attention, Twitter is now shutting down the posterous blogging service that they acquired sometime last year. And why is it not a surprise? Well, it's a money-losing thing, and I don't know that when you've been giving something away for so long that you can easily start charging for it or necessarily monetize it in some way. And I think everybody knew that once Twitter had acquired Posters, it was going down, or at least anybody that was paying attention. What's happened is that two of the founders of Posterous, they decided to go off and build a replacement service called Posthaven. And in this case, they're actually charging for access to it. So they're building on the sort of the brand that and the service that they had built before. And they're basically saying, well, we're rewriting it from scratch. And the business model is very clear. We're going to charge you for it. And the data is yours. And you'll always be able to get it out and all that other fun stuff. And I think the real story that I haven't seen covered anywhere is that people are finally getting tired of just having free services and not paying for them and wondering what's going to happen with all the data that they put into them. I know every time that a free service gets acquired or shuts down or whatever, if I put any significant data in it, I wonder how can I get it out. I mean, it took Twitter, I don't know how many months to get the export functionality into Posterous. I don't know, but that's the problem when you use a free service that and it's a problem to monetize that service later by either showing ads or doing something else, because the core user base is going to be ticked off and whatnot. Again, I think we've seen it. If you've been paying attention on the internet, enough of these things have happened where services either shut down or get acquired. And what happens to your data? What's the, you know, what happens in the situations? And people are tired of that. And I think businesses want, they don't, or the people that make these services, they don't necessarily, maybe they do design them to be acquired by somebody else. I mean, I'm kind of wondering what the mailbox app is going to do, since there's no clear business model there. That looks like an acquisition waiting to happen. On the other hand, I think people are willing to pay for stuff that provides value. And if you need a blog host for $5 a month, and I don't know with Posthaven whether that $5 a month gets you only one blog or that gets you as many blogs as you want to host on Posthaven. They haven't been real clear in their FAQs, but you know, for $5 a month, hosting a blog doesn't sound all that unreasonable. And it makes it very clear what the business model is. The data is yours. You're paying us to host it. And that makes lots of sense. And if you make the prices reasonable, and with a lot of these service hosting, it's actually pretty reasonable to host the services now. $5 a month seems pretty reasonable. And people are willing to pay for quality. I mean, that's what's happened on app.net. People are willing to pay for something where their data is going to be theirs. They're not going to be acquired necessarily. You know, of course, that's nothing's forever, right? I mean, that's the other thing is that even though they set out to build the service, they may at some point decide to sell. I actually find what they're saying a little disingenuous, but I do like the trend that it sort of shows is that people are willing to pay for stuff, and it's not just, you know, free, free, free. And there's going to be some models of that, but you always wonder where they're going to make their money and what their sustainable business model is. Because honestly, if I'm going to put my data somewhere, I want to know that that company is going to be around for a while to take care of it and do what they're supposed to do with it and not let it get into the wrong hands or whatever. I much prefer paying for something and knowing that it's going to be there and knowing what the relationship is between me and the company and my data, as opposed to a free service where that could change in a New York minute and, you know, who knows what's going to happen. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.